104.4 FM. It's www.resonancefm.com. ResonanceFM.com.
Riding uphill. It's one of the biggest fears that many people have about getting on a bike. It probably comes from the distant memory of struggling up a steep hill as a child, heart pounding, legs aching, lungs on fire, pedals going around ever more slowly, and that feeling that you just can't go on. But for many of us, riding up hills is one of the best things about cycling, although it's always something of a pleasure-pain combination. It's about challenging yourself, about getting to the top, and not just for the views. It can be strangely addictive. Of course, there are climbs that are celebrated in cycling, in the mountains of the Alps and the Pyrenees where the Tour de France goes each year, and tens of thousands of amateurs follow in the tire tracks of the professionals. Then there's the little cobbled hills of Belgium, climbs that are nasty, brutish, and longer than you expected. But you don't need to go all the way to the Tourmalet or the Alpe d'Huez or the Koppenberg to pit yourself against gravity and terrifying gradients. There are hills all around us. You're listening to The Bike Show on Resonance FM. My name is Jack Thurston, and this week's show is all about getting to the top of a hill as fast as you can. Just south of London, but before you reach the M25, lies the North Downs, a high chalk ridge. On the Downs' steeper southern slopes nestle some brutal hill climbs, and one of the steepest is York's Hill, not too far from Sevenoaks. This is the course of the Catford Hill Climb, said to be the oldest continuously run bicycle race in the world, started in 1887. It's organised by the Catford Cycling Club each October as a finale to the club season of racing, and I went down to watch it. I was in search of one of the competitors, Simon Warren, a man who has dedicated himself to seeking out new and ever more testing hills to ride up.
I don't know, I don't think my mind was quite switched on. I pedalled out the first bit. As soon as it got steeper, I felt okay. Tiny bit of wheel spin when it gets to the first bit of 20%. Changed down, then ran a lower gear than I would normally, all the way to avoid wheel spin. Hence, I was pedalling faster.
Here comes another one.
Come on, up, 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 up. What a strong finish. I get incredibly easily psyched out watching everyone. I don't think it's a PB today. It's just a little too damp underfoot.
So talk us through your preparation for
this event. But it starts tomorrow. And
well, for 2013.
Yeah. So you have a couple of months off, then you have Christmas, then you start to ride your bike, and then you go for the whole season, ups and downs, then come the end of September, right, I'm never going to ride a hill climb again. Oh, wait a minute. Go on, just one more time. Try and ride as many hills as possible. Strava's helped with that, because now every ride has a focus. You need to go and get a KOM. Here's Keith Anderson. Go on, Keith! Get over that gear! Go, 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 go! He's one of my principal rivals. 40-something with children. So you've got to look at your, be around your age group. I think he's 40. Anyway, so yeah, so ride as many hills as possible. Try not to have crisps with lunch. Try to avoid all the biscuits in the office and only eat them when no one's looking. But when they are there, say, look, I'm not eating them. I'm trying to slim down. Don't look at the scales anymore. There's no point in that. I won't get under 70 kilos again. Yeah, just try and get your head in the right place, because it is utter torture. I see, I've been here 8 years now in a row. It's like waking up Christmas morning at my parents' house. It's that moment. It happens every year. And whereas Christmas morning is a joyous thing, I'm waiting on that line at the bottom. I'm thinking, why in God's name am I in this very spot, facing that very hill again? I know how much it's going to hurt, and it's great, but it's also like... And then you've just got to say, you've got to do this. The reality is it's going to happen. And you've got a minute, then you've got 30 seconds, then you've got 10, then it's 5, then it's 4, then it's a few deep breaths, and then you're off. And it's silent to begin with.
This is good, right?
Dan! Yeah, so you're silent and it's lonely. I don't know if it's lonelier. It's much lonelier than this is in a time trial. You're off on your own for ages. You're focusing on your own business. You're at the bottom of a hill. It's quiet. It's countryside. You know there's a crowd up here. You know you've got to get here before you get all the applause. And this is obviously a lot larger than most. You just got to get on with your business of doing it. Your body's packed full of energy, oxygen, adrenaline. For the first 50 metres, you should feel nothing. You're running at 90%. So you just go, shh. It's almost like you're purring away. And then the gradient will start to kick in. Still, you cannot go. You cannot hurt. You've got to keep that gear spinning. Keep on top of it. Then there comes a point where you can no longer take it easy, and you've got to start hurting. And then when that happens, then that's it. From then on, you fight it. And with this hill, when you get to the crowd, it's a completely different event because they pull you on. So you just wait till you get here. So it's the middle bit where it's steep, there's no one there, that's where you've really got to make it count. Once you get here, they'll help you, because all the encouragement, all right, I dig in. And you get to the top and you cross that line, and it's almost like this, everything's white. I know I didn't go deep enough today, because if I do, my teeth hurt. Yesterday in training, I did an excellent training ride, and my teeth hurt for about 15 minutes afterwards. And I know that's what I feel like when I've really got it all out.
If someone was to come... I want to ride a hill climb. Should they come here, or is this like too high up
No, anyone can ride. They may give priority to seasoned competitors. There's 150 places. You get your entry on time, you'll probably get a ride. This is no better place to start, because if you enjoy it here, yeah, this is an awesome event. As I say, this is as close to riding up an alpine climb in the Tour de France as any amateur's ever going to get. There's nowhere else in the country you can ride through a crowd that's 4 deep both sides of the road, all cheering you on. You know, for a bit of vanity, and you're, hey, look at me, I'm an athlete. We're not going to be tour riders. We're not going to ride the Tour of Britain. We're never going to have that. But we can come here and get that. So, yeah, of all the events I ride, I always come back here. Right. It's the best one to ride. It really is. I mean, the Beck's equal. You get slightly bigger crowds here, but don't tell Gary Beckett. But yeah, Catford is the one for me. And now I'll go and get my clothes on. Go and digest the scoreboard. We'll be right back.
I'm here at the end. They're marking up the leaderboard, but we know that we have a winner in the women's category, and it's Lydia Boylan, who you will remember from her earlier appearance on the bike show. She's gone on from that appearance on the bike show to become a minor celebrity in the world of British cycling, and you've added another victory to your tally. How was the ride today?
I was surprised. I mean, I've only ridden the climb once, and that was last Sunday, and it's painful. It's really, really painful. But thankfully, today I decided to use my nice light race bike, so that made it a little easier. And there was people, like, so many people lining the side of the climb. It's quite insane. Like, down the bottom of the climb, there's no one, and then you climb pretty much like two-thirds of it on your own, and then all of a sudden you hit this like big massive wall of people, and you kind of, before you know it, then it's over. So it's kind of like you finish it, and so having all the people there definitely gives you a good lift and gets you across that finish line hopefully that little bit quicker. So it's very, very, very surprised at my time today, and pleased to win. I guess it's like Catford Hill Climb is so famous, so it's nice to get my name on in the record books, I guess.
And congratulations on your £25.
Yay, £25. I'll buy some good coffee.
Just after the prize giving, I spoke with Robert Goff, who'd won the men's race for the fourth year in a row.
I train specifically for sub-2-minute climbs because that's what I'm good at. I just try and treat every climb like a club hill climb. Just try and forget what it is and, you know, just try and do it like it's the local club one.
And what are the particular characteristics of this climb?
I suppose the main characteristics are the fact that you have got the two steep sections, and you've got to make sure, really from like this one, it's always down to make sure you've got traction, because like today again it was slippy, so of course as soon as you hit those steep sections, if you're in the wrong gear, it's not quite right, the back end starts just to slip. So yeah, it's always to test ride it and make sure the traction's there.
And did you feel that you were doing a good ride all the way through?
No, I never do, in all fairness, though, because again I had wheel spin again today, even though I was running quite a small PSI, and you don't know until you cross the line, and until someone tells you the time, you just don't know. But obviously when I finished I was being six, that's usually a good indication of effort. So yeah.
And how does it compare to other hill climbs? Is this the best of the lot?
Personally, I always think it is the best, just because the people that turn out for it, you know, it's 5-6 deep, and just everyone is willing you on. It's definitely best atmosphere that you can get, for sure. It certainly gives nationals a run for the money.
And to turn to the other end of the field, obviously you've won today's event, but there are all kinds of people who aren't serious trained cyclists that are used to winning. Yeah. That's one of the nice things about the event, isn't it, that there are lots of different people entering. You know, it's a field of 150 or so, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's brilliant just to see, you know, like I said, different people, and again more ladies this year doing it, because I think just to be part of it is tremendous. You know, it just shows how cycling's improving. You know, a full field again, and I think they probably are oversubscribed, and like you said, everyone has a go, whether they're new club riders or been doing it for years. So yeah, it just adds to the atmosphere.
And so for someone who's thinking of coming along and trying their luck in 2013, some tips from the guy who won 2012.
Just practice. Literally find a hill near yourself. Hill reps are key. You know, you've got to ride a hill easily 6 to 8 times in training at a relatively good effort, just so you're used to putting yourself through that pain and the tolerance of it. Personally, I do quite a bit of turbo training as well. You know, and then warm up. Long warm up's key. Saw one chap today arrive, literally he had 5-minute warm up. You're never going to do well at that. I mean, personally, I'll train for an hour to warm up, because you need to be down at the bottom, absolutely boiling.
Hill climbing tips from Robert Goff, 4-time winner and reigning champion of the Catford Hill Climb, and also Lydia Boylan, who won the women's race in 2012. From the oldest hill climb in the country to one of the newest, the hill climb of the Abergavenny Road Club has recently moved to a new course up a narrow lane on the lower slopes of the Sugarloaf, one of the big hills that overlooks the town. I went out on the course to meet the organiser, David James, who just happens to live with his family in a house at the top. I began by asking how many had taken part in the race last year, and how it was that the new, steeper, shorter course had revived the event.
56 last year, from a low of about 3 the year before on the Temple Hill climb. We had 56 turn up completely unexpectedly, with the youngest competitor about 7, and I wouldn't like to guess the oldest, but quite old.
So the more established hill climb for the area is up the Tumble, which is up the Blorenge Mountain. And that's on a sort of B road, quite long, quite a long drag, really, isn't it?
It's an infamous climb, really, the Tumble. People come to Abu Ghraib to ride the Tumble. It's sort of 5 kilometres, I think. We didn't used to use the full 5 kilometres. We used to go from about halfway up, but it's a very challenging, quite a busy little road. When we first started, probably back in 2003, maybe 2004, when we first started doing it, they were about 20-odd, maybe, and it was quite a nice atmosphere with a few people watching, and it'd just gone down year on year, and I think it was either 3 or 4 the year previously, and we 2 years ago, that is, and we just thought, well, how can we rejuvenate it? We knew about the Red Bull hill climbs, these short, sharp sort of hill climbs, and we thought, let's try and do something similar.
So let's take a walk up the course. It's going to start from here, which is a fairly steep grade, isn't it? So you want to be in the right gear at the beginning, don't you?
Yeah, you do. I think you want a few runs at the start. I always say to the kids, always make sure you're in the right gear when you start off. You wouldn't want to be in the wrong gear here.
And so it heads up into a narrow lane, a fairly high bank on either side with a hedgerow.
Yeah.
So it's got that narrow feeling and no worries about any other traffic, and you've got the roads closed anyway, haven't you?
Yeah, official road closure, so kids of all ages can do it. As I said, last year we had real youngsters taking part, and they all managed to do it, unlike myself. It's sort of a very friendly atmosphere for all abilities.
There's something about a hill climb that's got a lot more atmosphere than a traditional bike race, even a bunch bike race. So I mean, obviously time trials have got practically no atmosphere for the spectators. Standing on the side of a dual carriageway.
I was blown away by the atmosphere last year. Every single person who took part was having massive cheers, people with cowbells. It was just encouragement, and it was absolutely fantastic, and it was just the noise all night. So it was so exciting. I can't wait for this year.
Where are we now in terms of the distance? 100 metres or something?
Yeah, 100 metres. This is just a steady gradient, isn't it, really, Jack? Not too bad at all. I think the thing this year, we've extended it because we started it last year a bit further up. And because people then, we found, could really go flat out, and it was about 1 minute 20 for the fastest rider. But with the extra sort of 300 metres, you know, you can't do that flat out for the full distance. So you're going to have to just gradually build. And when you go around the corner, you'll see it gets much, much steeper.
So where does the lactic start building up for you? Because obviously you've been doing a lot of training for this.
In my household, everybody trains by myself. I'm the mechanic. I ride my bike once in a blue moon. So I will not be taking part. As an organiser, I can't take part. So that's the simple reason for organising.
Well, I ought to mention that you have a very famous cyclist of a daughter, Becky James, winner of 4 medals at the last World Track Championship, which I think means that if Abu Ghraib, well, in fact, if Becky James had been competing as a nation, she would have beaten France, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's just one of those things, isn't it? You know, she just performed on that week. Her illnesses and injuries were to one side. She had a fantastic block of training. I watched the train prior to going to Belarus, and I was just blown away by the form she was in. And we always believed she had the ability, and she demonstrated that.
And presumably, as a younger rider, coming back from all her training runs, essentially doing this hill climb, it's not going to hurt, is it?
Julian Wynne used to say to Gareth and Becky when they used to train, he said, this is the hill that makes the difference to your training efforts, because you've got to ride up here. And if you can ride up in a big gear, that's really beneficial. And I can remember when we bought our first ever decent road bike, I think Becky was about 11 or 12, and she went for a little ride with Fionn and her younger sister on a little tiny bike, and Fionn's bike broke. She took her jumper off, tied the jumper to Fionn's bike, and towed Fionn up here on the road bike. And I was just thinking, oh my gosh, how can you do that? I can't even ride it. And he did, you know. So it is definitely beneficial to all your riding to finish on a hill like this.
It's flattened out a little bit.
Yeah.
But then we curve around to the left and the real steep gradient is suddenly revealed. So by this point, you've probably gone out a little bit too hard, thinking, hey, this is fine. And suddenly you see what you've got to do.
Most definitely. I think people will think, oh, yeah, you know, I've got past that sort of little bit of a rise, and especially the first lip, and you don't really see what's ahead. And you'll have your head down, put in full effort, and as soon as you just get into sight of the end, and you know, you'll have a shock. And it's obviously, if you've done too much too soon, you'll be suffering. As soon as you see that tree, that's the tough part, you know. It's mentally tough because you can see it's steep. You can't back off. You've just got to keep going. But that tree is a psychological barrier. It does start to ease off slightly after that before a really nasty kick at the end. And I always think when I'm riding myself, however tired I am, if I can just get to that tree and then, you know, I've done it. I've broken the back of the hill. So,
well, that's a useful tip for anyone who's thinking of competing.
Yeah.
And you've got a great view of Abergavenny there. You could probably have a barbecue and a steel band up there, couldn't you? You know.
Yeah, good idea.
Or maybe
yeah.
You'll get a few Dutch people sort of camped out for a few days before painting the road orange.
Yeah, well, we did that last year. We swept the roads ourselves to make sure it was absolutely spotless. And then the children and friends decided to mark the road as well. So it was all chalked all the way up, and it was awesome. And of course, we'd encourage people to do the same again this year.
So what range of riders do you hope to have this time round?
Well, I think the festival, well, I know the festival is getting bigger and bigger. So I think we'll have the serious club member and that. But I think we'd like to start off by allowing novices, fun riders just to take part. So I think we'll start off with that and then move on to sort of various categories and, you know, make it more serious. What we did last year as well to finish off, the three fastest rides of the day, we sent them back down the hill and we decided to have a race off. You know, obviously the fastest time was the fastest time, but we wanted to give them a competition. So they came up together and it was a sort of a match sprint to the finish. And so we might even do something like that again. Just depends on numbers and that. So make it interesting.
And will Becky be riding?
I doubt it very much. Well, it could be some star appeal, but I can't say too much yet. I'll keep you informed about that. It certainly won't be Becky, but we might have some other big stars taking part for certain.
Tell me again what the time and the date is.
Wednesday the 10th of July. The road closure is from 6 o'clock, so it allows people to take practice and whatever, and first race or first set off will be at 7 o'clock, and we should be done and dusted by 9:30, I would think. Come along and try it.
And do people need to enter beforehand or just turn up on the line and enter?
Just turn up on the line and enter, Jack. Yeah. In yourself included?
I think I have to, don't I, really?
Most definitely do. A lot of expectation, though.
I was talking to David James, and the Hill Climb is part of the Abergavenny Cycling Festival, which runs all this week and the coming weekend, including a town centre criterium, the Grand Prix of Wales, the Iron Mountain Sportive, and a fringe programme of talks and films. You can find out more at abergavennyfestivalofcycling.co.uk. And you can read Simon Warren's excellent guidebooks to the greatest climbs in Britain in two small volumes, as well as a third volume about the best climbs in Belgium. All three books are published by Francis Lincoln. Hill features in one of the rides in Lost Lanes, my book of glorious bike rides around southern England. Fortunately, the way I've arranged things, you ride down the hill, not up it, though you do still need to take care going down as it's incredibly steep. If you've bought the book, thank you. I hope you're enjoying the rides. And for the rest of this month, the publishers and I are running a competition for the best photos and sound recordings taken or made while out on a Lost Lanes ride. Up for grabs are a pair of the limited edition Lost Lanes art prints, beautiful 40 by 30 centimeter prints printed on thick acid-free paper with archival quality inks, and each one signed and editioned by the artist Andrew Pavitt. For runners-up, we have books from Wild Things Publishing, the new edition of Wild Swimming, Wild Swimming France, as well as the new Wild Guide to the Southwest. All are excellent additions to any bookshelf. To enter the competition, just post your image to Twitter using the hashtag Lost Lanes, or stick it on the Bike Show's Facebook page. That's facebook.com/thebikeshow. You can post sound recordings to AudioBoo, again with the hashtag LostLanes. And don't forget to say which ride from the book you were on when you took the picture or made the recording. Entries close at the end of July, and there's no limit to the number of photos or sound recordings you can enter. Good luck. You've been listening to The Bike Show with me, Jack Thurston. Until next week, enjoy the heatwave. Goodbye.